I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebels say they have captured the key city of Hama, giving the insurgents a major victory after a lightning advance across northern Syria and dealing a new blow to President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian and Iranian allies. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Syrian rebels released footage on Thursday purporting to show a captured government military site near the city of Hama. The capture of Hama comes days after rebels took the main northern city of Aleppo and have since pushed south from their enclave in northwest Syria. Rebels in Hama said they were preparing to keep marching south toward Homs, Syria's great crossroads city that links the capital, Damascus, to the north and coast.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Amnesty International has accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in the Gaza War. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The London-based human rights group said in a report published on Thursday that it had found evidence of genocidal intent on Israel's part, after reviewing months of incidents and more than 100 statements from Israeli officials. It was Amnesty's first such ruling during an active armed conflict. Israel's foreign ministry spokesperson Oren Marmorstein wrote on X that the report was fabricated, entirely false, and based on lies. Israel says it respects international law and has a right to defend itself against Palestinian militant group Hamas, whose cross-border attack on October 7, 2023, precipitated the Gaza War. Gazans welcomed the Amnesty report. Iyad Abu Mustafa, at a funeral in Khan Yunis for the victims of an Israeli strike, said the international community must hold the country to account.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. The top American and Russian military officers have made rare contact amid high tensions between Washington and Moscow. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Russia's defense ministry says General Staff Chief Valery Gerasimov called Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown last week to give advance warning of Russian naval drills in the Mediterranean. The ministry says it was intended to prevent possible incidents given U.S. and NATO warships in the vicinity. It was the first call between the two generals since Brown became chairman 14 months ago. The Pentagon says they also discuss the Ukraine war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexico's president says she will ask U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that if he deports migrants, to deport non-Mexicans directly to their home countries rather than dumping them at the Mexican border. President Claudia Sheinbaum said Thursday she hopes to reach an agreement with Trump so that, quote, they send people who come from other countries to their countries of origin. Mexico is not required to accept back over the border anyone who is not Mexican, but has sometimes accepted them. The issue is important for migrants from countries like Cuba and Venezuela, which often refuse deportation flights from the United States, but they may accept them from Mexico. An AP source says there was writing on the bullets used to kill an American healthcare executive. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A law enforcement official says a masked gunman who stalked and killed the leader of one of the largest U.S. health insurance companies on a Manhattan sidewalk used ammunition that had the words deny, defend, and depose emblazoned on them. The official was not authorized to publicly discuss the details of the ongoing investigation and spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. The words on the ammunition may have been a reference to strategies insurance companies use to try to avoid paying claims. UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson died in a dawn ambush as he walked to the company's annual investor conference. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Congo's health minister says the government is on alert over a mystery flu-like disease that in recent weeks killed dozens of people. Health Minister Roger Kamba said that authorities have so far confirmed 71 deaths. The head of Africa's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Jean Kasia, urged caution, saying it's not yet known if the disease is infectious or how it is transmitted. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.